February 28th. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Johnson Oatman Jr. Hymn. God continually drops handfuls of blessings on His children, a speaker was saying on TV, and immediately, like a little child, I could see God dropping handfuls of blessings on everyone. A buzzer took me to the clothes dryer, and lifting our clothing fresh and wrinkle-free, I declared, "Dryer, you're a blessing for sure." I remembered how my mother had twisted sheets and heavy overalls to squeeze out water, then lugged them to the clothesline to dry. My husband telephoned saying, "Snow is making the roads pretty slick. Wait and let me drive you to the grocery store." Another blessing, the greatest husband in the world, and the telephone itself. By picking up the receiver and dialing, we could talk across town or across a continent. How we'd missed that blessing. Redbirds were enjoying sunflower seeds on the balcony, flying back and forth to snow-flecked branches. What a sight! What a blessing! Vision. Having lost an eye in an accident, I thank God continually that I can still see. Checking a pot roast on the range, looking through the glass lid, I saw savory liquid moving gently around meat, potatoes, onions, and carrots, and breathed deeply its aroma. What a blessing to serve tasty food to a hungry family. And what a blessing, appetite. Handfuls of blessings dropping all through our home. What a blessing to have a happy home. Pausing to declare to God the fullness of my heart, I realized the greatest blessing of all is having God's love and sharing it with others. Thank you, God, for the handfuls of blessings you continually drop on all of us.